for you and level the mountains. I will go before you, level the mountains. I will smash down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. I will smash down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. I will go before you and level the mountains. I will go before you and level the mountains.
Hope you're enjoying this video series. We're already on video 7, and so yes, I hope you enjoyed last week. Okay, video number 6. This one, I don't know if it's going to be as long. It was 2 hours long last week, a little bit over 2 hours, but I really hope you enjoyed it. Video 7. I'm sorry, good number, right? Seven sevens. Let me just briefly tell you a testimony really quick. Okay, I'm not going to take too long so we could get right into it and bring in our another guest. Okay, once again, I hope it was live. I wish it was live, but it's not. But we're going to introduce you. Okay, so before I get there, though, approximately over, yes, 7 years ago. I'm not joking. I might laugh, but no, I'm not joking. Something came over me. I'm talking about I've been born again for a long time, since 2003 or something like this. Anyhow, but I'm talking, a true awakening happened approximately 7 years ago, and it's still going strong today. And I'll say it because it's the truth. I've been in the Word of God like every day. It's like it just totally took over me, right? And so from one day to the next, not to make a long story short, all I seen was like sevens everywhere. I thought persons were actually, it was like one morning to the next, I started walking within the city and I saw billboards and I just started seeing sevens everywhere, right? And it was after a bad time. It was like a breakdown I had, and that's neither here nor there. It is actually amazing testimony, but maybe some other time I'll tell you what happened. But I woke up and then I was just filled with the Ruach HaKodesh. And I thought people were actually playing games with me, because I saw sevens everywhere on billboards, on gas stations. I saw the price, the sevens, and I'm like, why am I seeing sevens everywhere? Why is this going on? I seen bus benches with call 777-7777, right? Call that phone number. It's some ad on a bus bench. And I'm like, why? It was just strange, okay? But it was good, because I knew I was filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And so now I'm like, oh my goodness, he has brought me to this point. Now I'm understanding the sabbatical cycles of seven, the Shemitah cycles. 7 times 7 is 49, which is the Jubilee cycle. 7 times 7 is 49, and then 50 being a Jubilee cycle. And so all these seven sabbatical cycles, the Shemitah cycles, they all making sense to me. And so on the menorah, the seven candlesticks on the menorah, it's just amazing how it all points to our Savior Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the seven. Okay, so anyhow, I'm just glad to be back with this video 7. Okay, 7. Okay, and so maybe this will be the last video. I'm not too sure, but probably will be the last video of this series unless I think about it. Maybe we'll do a great eight video. A great eighth video, okay? That's the new heavens, new earth. That's infinity, okay? After the 1,000 years of Yeshua here on this earth as our Lord and King. And then that will be the final 1,000 years. And then we'll enter into the eighth day forever, the new heavens, new earth, as written in Revelation chapter, I believe, 20 to the rest of the chapters, right? So all that saying, hallelujah, hallelujah, okay? So I'm going to bring in our guest, okay, and all his work that he has done, amazing, on the disc, the sundial disc, okay? And so hallelujah, Yahweh Elohim, okay? And so this is the month of Ziv. When you're watching this, this will be the month of Ziv, okay? Ziv or Ziv, okay? However you want to pronounce it, Ziv, I believe, right? And I'll be showing you, I forgot to mention it in my last video. I told you I would. It is biblical. It is very biblical. Actually, you know it by ER, I-Y-A-R, according to God's biblical calendar, but it's actually before it was ER, okay, it is Ziv. ER is the Babylonian name they gave this month, okay, after they came out of the Babylonian captivity for 70 years, okay, and so we're going to go ahead and give you those scriptures right now of the month of Ziv so you can see it in your Bible. And once again, 5949. And so I have already sounded that great shofar, okay? Because you read it and it's at every new month, okay? You read the scriptures, Psalm 81, 2 through 4, okay? Shout for joy to Elohim, our strength. Raise a shout to the Elohim of Jacob. Lift up a song, strike the tambourine. Play the sweet sounding harp and lyre. Sound the shofar at the new month. In the covering of the day of our feast, for this is a law for Israel and a right ruling of the Elohim of Jacob. Okay, so that's Psalm 81. So every month, every new month, we sound the shofar or shout or sing, resounding sound, play the tambourine, play the music, make a shout to the Lord. Okay, and so we thank him for a new month. Okay, a new month. Okay, and so... and a blessed month of Abib that we had. Oh, so very blessed, okay? So very blessed. The Passover, unleavened bread, and first fruits, okay? And so, with that introduction, I'm going to go ahead and get going here. And I'll be right back in just about 2 seconds, 3 seconds, okay? So, here we go. All right, so here we go. This is, once again, I'm just going to go through Genesis 1:14 once again. Remember the fourth day, the fourth day of the week. Remember, I hope this reminds you of way back when creation happened. I hope this reminds you every Wednesday that comes, you could actually say this is the fourth day of the week. And this is when the Lord created all things. Well, actually created the calendar that began that day, our day one of our calendars. Okay, so it's pretty awesome. Well, not pretty awesome, way awesome what the Lord has done in his creation. And we should give him reverent thanks. I mean, just praise his holy name for all this beauty he has given us. And then the new heavens, new earth, and the millennial kingdom, Eden opened up again. He is just amazing, okay? Amazing. And so Genesis 1:14 through 19 says, then God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. So Elohim, so God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and also the stars. And God placed them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule the day and the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Yes, really good. Very good. And there was evening and there was morning, a fourth day, the fourth day. Okay, and so we remind you once again, fourth day, okay, fourth day. We're going to be talking about that a lot right now, okay? So let's go ahead. This is when the calendar begun. Okay, so let's go ahead and go to the next slide. Now I'm going to go ahead and show you a video, okay, a short video first from the brother, and then we'll go ahead and commence. Okay, so let me get to that screen. All right, so once again, this is Dr. Ken Johnson, CEO of Bible Facts Ministries. Once again, he's from a Calvary Chapel. Excellent brother, beloved brother. And then you got the sister, Dr. Donito Johnson, D. Min. Okay, I'm sorry. Author and founder of graciousfaith.org. Okay. All right. So she helped in this project, I'm assuming. Okay. So let me go ahead. Ken Johnson is an author and lecturer who speaks about a variety of issues related to Bible prophecy, ancient history, and the apostasy that will form in the church in the last days. He received a doctorate in theology from the Christian College of Texas, Texarkana, Texas, in 1989. He has authored 33 books as of 2021. He attends Calvary Chapel, Johnson County in Olathe, Kansas, with his wife, Dr. Donita Johnson. Okay, so this is his beloved wife. Please forgive me. I'm figuring this out. Okay, my apologies. Okay, so Dr. Donita Johnson received her doctorate in Christian counseling from Patriot University in 2017 at the age of 51. She writes the blog at graciousfaith.org and also wrote a poetry book titled My Heart, which is available on Amazon. She lived in Kansas with her husband, Dr. Ken Johnson of Bible Facts Ministries. They attended Calvary Chapel in Olathe, Kansas. They have two sons and one daughter. And let me tell you once again, please, just because their theology is not the same as ours or mine, as I follow the calendar days, I worship the commandments, I follow the commandments of our Lord, just please don't let this come between anything. We continue to pray for each other, and we're figuring it out. There is a day that I wasn't always in the Hebrew roots movement, if you want to say, or understanding the commandments. Okay, and so we know, I personally know that it's biblical. Okay, and so this has nothing to do with that theology. We pray for them that they would come to the knowledge of the truth, and so I'm sure they pray for us to come to the knowledge of their truth. Okay, and so but we just love on each other, and we're all working to figure these things out. Okay, and so with that being said, we're going to go ahead and watch a video, and then we'll go ahead and commence a video by Dr. Ken Johnson. He is going to be explaining this sundial, a brief video. Okay, it's not too long at all. All right. Okay, so here we go. Let me go ahead and get there, and we'll begin.
All right. Hi, guys. Today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Qumran sundial. And what you'll see here is a picture of it. This is a replica. It was made by a company here in the States. But if you look at it closely, basically what it is, you first notice two separate circles with notches in them. And we're not going to describe the whole thing today, but I want to point out to you how it calculates the solstices and the equinoxes, which is the most important part of that kind of a calendar. It does several things, actually. But first, there would be a stick in the center, which is the hole in the center, and that would mark the shadow of the sun. The first thing I want to draw your attention to, though, is that there's actually, or would be, seven circles on this. The original one, or a few that they found, there's actually another layer of a circle with notches on the edge, and you can't really see the edge too well. But notice on the right-hand side, right here, you have this marker, and it's kind of odd. It's not normal with the other markers in the circle. And this marks special things. It points to two separate places. So looking at it real careful there again, you can see how it comes out, and it marks two circles that are special circles in here. And so going on, if you look at this first one here, if you draw a real thin line, you'll notice that it's marking the edge of that first circle that has the notches in it. So that outer edge. Okay, and then the smaller one, or the other one there, actually marks the smallest circle on the dial. And so this circle here is the equinox circle, and that's the most important one that we want to look at, because the spring equinox always starts their year, and that's how the calendar basically works. This one is actually the summer solstice one. So just remember, during the summer solstice, the sun is the furthest north, and so any shadow we have is going to be smaller. Winter solstice, it's the furthest south, so any shadow we have is going to be the longest shadow. And the equinox is going to be right there in the middle. So let me show you what that would work. On the summer solstice, you would have the smallest shadow. And so this is what the shadow would look like. So what marks that very first circle? So that first circle is the summer solstice. That would be June 21st, first day of summer. 1 month later, you would have July 21st. So it's one quarter into that season. So 3 months per season. So at this point then, this is June 21st. This would be July 21st, August 21st. And then finally you hit the equinox circle at September 21st, which is the fall equinox. And then we keep going. The next one would be from September would be October, and then November, and then December. And you can't see that outer ridge, but that would be the farthest out. So that would be the winter solstice. At this point, the sun would start coming back north, and so the shadows would get smaller. So this would be July 21st, and then February 21st, and then finally back to March 21st. This would be the spring equinox. This would be the most important part of the year for them. So that center circle, the outer edge right here, is the most important part of calculating how the year works. But then, of course, it would keep going, and you would go from the spring equinox at March 21st to April, and then May, and then finally back to June 21st, which would be the summer solstice, and the entire thing would start over again. So this is one part of the sundial and how it works. And the interesting thing about it here, so you have enough lines here to mark every month. So there's 6 months out, 6 months back, so 12 months of the year, solar months. If you made this twice as big, this is only about 6 to 8 inches, but if you made this 2 to 3 times bigger, you could actually double the lines and count the 2 week periods, okay? And then if you double the lines again, made it maybe 4 feet, you could very accurately show the weeks, so the 52 weeks of the year. You'd go out 26 and then come back 26. And if you made a really big one, really precise counters, you could possibly take each one of those, divide it into 7. So then you'd have the 364, 65 days per year and be able to calculate the days. Not necessary most of the time, but these are pretty important. That's actually what the old Gilgals were. Gilgal is a Hebrew circle of standing stones. And those would be kind of like Stonehenge, you know, something really big like that where you could calculate each one down to the day and then maybe even look at calculating other things like stars. So these are really big calculators. But I want to show you as an example here. I'll go back. This is the sundial, but here's a picture, a GIF that someone made of an Aztec sundial. Now this is in the southern hemisphere, so the summer solstice will be our winter solstice. But as you can see, when you're in the center is the equinox, and now we're getting to June, which would be our summer solstice, their winter solstice. Then it would begin to come back, and here is the equinox. And then notice they divide it into 5 pieces rather than 6, so it's different. But there's the summer solstice would be our winter solstice, and then eventually comes back to the center, and the center would be the equinox. So there's our summer spring equinox and their fall equinox. So this is dividing it into 5. you could subdivide it into different ways. Now, if you made this where that thing was very clear and was at least two or three times further back and further and much bigger, you could double the size in it, so you could see multiple things. So this is dividing it into five pieces instead of 6 months. Here's another example of one down in Peru. Now notice we start at the solstice, and it's each month is going every other notch. So that's a great example of somebody that made one twice as big. From this vantage point, you go from the solstice, 1 month, 2 months, and the third month is the equinox, 1 month, 1 month, and then the solstice. And then you keep coming back. But notice it's skipping two. So this would actually mark every 2 weeks. So again, if you double this again, you could have something that marks every single week or every Sabbath, for instance, that kind of a thing. So that's a really great example of these kind of things. So this has been a small study of the Dead Sea Scroll sundial found in Qumran. Mainly, we're just looking at how it marks the months and specifically the spring equinox, which is the beginning of the year for them. So we'll come back and do other studies on this and the calendar at a later time. God bless.
All right, so there it is there. Let me go ahead and get to the next. All right, so let me go ahead and get to the next screen here. Tekufa. We're going to be going over what Tekufa is, because within his calendar, well, not his calendar, but as I explain, the calendar that he has, which is excellent, I'm going to begin, and you're going to be seeing the word Tekufa, and I believe I used it for the one I made, okay, the personal calendar I made in the month of Abib. It said Tekufa. Now, you're probably wondering what Tekufa means. It's actually Hebrew. It's a Hebrew word, and there's actually three meanings of it here, and once again, I pulled this up on the internet, and so we got Tekufa is a Hebrew word that has two meanings, okay? It refers to the four seasons of the year recognized by Talmud writers, which are marked by the beginning of a period of 91 days, right? 7.5 hours, okay? So, and then it refers to four specific dates in the year: the vernal equinox, the summer solstice, the autumnal, I have a hard time with that, optimal, the fall equinox, okay? The fall equinox, and the winter solstice. It also refers to the seasons which start with each of those 4 days. Okay, I'm going to be showing you right now. I think I can bring it up. I'll be showing you the Dalit. Okay, the Dalit. It's the same doorway or passageway into the next season. Okay, it refers to four specific dates in the year: the vernal equinox, the summer solstice, and the autumnal equinox and the winter solstice. It also refers to the seasons which start with each of those 4 days. In the biblical Hebrew, Tekufa retains its literal meaning of circuit. Goes all the way around, as we're reading in the book of Enoch and also in the book of Jubilees. That is something which returns to the same point in time or space. It's always moving. It always moves. It revolves around the sun, okay? And so, four parts, it's always moving, just as the Lord set it in motion, okay? And so that is the meaning of Tekufa, okay? So let me go ahead and bring you that the Dalit, okay? And tell you what I mean by this, and then I'll just bring that up for you in a second, okay? Okay, so here we go. This is the Dalit. Once again, this is by Asherit, as we showed you that in the video before, in video number 6. This is the Dalit, okay? The letter Dalit in the Hebrew, the letter Dalit. Okay, so Dalit, it is for door or passage. So this is what it says. It says the number 4 is represented by the Hebrew letter Dalit. Remember the fourth day, okay? And the four sections of the equinoxes, okay? So the number 4 is represented by the Hebrew letter Dalit, which represents a door. says the 12 constellations are popularly called the zodiac, which comes from the word sodi, which means meaning the way or pathway into the next seasons. So the biblical calendar uses 12 equal units of time represented by the stars, which were anciently called sodi, and the number 4, which is the dalet. 360, remember we're talking about the astronomical, going by the astronomical, the stars, going by them, the constellations, that there's 12, 30%, 30 in each section of those 12. Okay, and so that is 360, 1 year plus the 4 days. Remember where we're talking about that in the last video. And so you add those 4 intercalary days, you intercalate those days into the 364, every section of the equinoxes, the spring equinox, the fall equinox, the summer solstice, and the winter solstice. That is that day. It is the dalet. It is the door introducing the next season. And so, so let's go ahead and read the rest of it because it's pretty cool here. It says, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are a few who find it. Matthew 7:13-14. It says, I am certainly not suggesting that the solar calendar provides our salvation. No, it doesn't. Remember this. But it does point us directly to the stars, which encapsulate the entire plan of salvation from Genesis to Revelation. The sun, like Yeshua, tells us to turn back to the oath of the sevening of our Creator. Remember, all about sevens. The biblical calendar literally depicts the narrow path and the narrow gate of Yeshua. Our entire faith and walk is not but sight, but based on the oaths of Elohim. All right, so there is the dalet. And so let me go ahead and get back to that screen and we'll go ahead and commence. So yes, the dalet, it's pretty cool. And actually I might bring you in this presentation the actual letter, how they actually mapped it out when there's an equinox in the stars in the sky, in the heavens. They actually, at NASA, there's some pictures I took from a website, and it actually looks like a dalet. It does. It looks like a dalet. Okay, it's shaped like a dalet. It's really cool. Okay, so let me go ahead and continue here. All right. So there's the meaning of Tekufa. Okay, so Tekufa is actually another word, is the dalet. Okay, the dalet. Okay, the passage, the door into the next season. Okay. Which are our holy days are in, our feast days, okay? Which all have to do with Yeshua, okay? His first and second coming. As I went in so many videos before, those of you who know me, all the feast days in Leviticus chapter 23, all these feast days that we're in right now, okay, that we just ended, the Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, and those respectively on the Hallel 2 calendar are barely going to start 1 month, okay? And I used to be on it, and Adar 2 really used to get me. And I say this all of my love, and even a brother, good brother of mine, we used to try to say, wow, you know, it's not in the Bible, you know, and it was really hard for us to present that Adar 2. It was really hard, being that it's not biblical, okay? And so anyhow, they are barely going to commence, okay? The Passover, with all my love, you know, I'll still say happy Passover to them, okay? Passover and leavened bread and first fruits, okay? They're just not there yet, okay? And this is why I'm bringing this to their attention. All this in last week's video, okay? With love, okay? And so, with that, let's go ahead and continue, okay? So let's go ahead and continue. And now the good part, right? No, it's all good. It's all good, okay? And so Ken, I believe Ken. I am sorry, I'm bad with names. I Ken Johnson, I believe it was. Forgive me if that's not the name. Sometimes names really fast, I lose track of them. Please forgive me. Short-term memory, right? Anyhow, the good brother, this is his calendar. I'm going to leave his website up so you can check it out. Okay, check it out. I'm going to be going to this afterwards here. For now, I'm going to bring you the discs, okay? I just want to bring you the discs, and then we'll go ahead and proceed with that one, okay? And so, once again, today is Nissan 30. This is actual time on his website. He does this. Tremendous work. He continues to do it, okay? I believe they have Bible studies on Monday nights, and they continue to go through the disc and the dates and everything. And so it's just a nice setup here. Okay, so he has from the Dead Sea Scroll date, okay? And this is the date I go by, okay? So, but I don't use the Babylonian name, okay? I'm just my preference. I used to, but it's okay. I go by Abib, okay? Before they went into captivity, Abib, okay? So, but it's okay, Nissan 30, that's today. That's the actually, when this is, when you're watching this, this won't be that, this is pre-recorded, okay? And so it won't be this exact date, but when this is being recorded, it is Nissan 30, okay, 5949. You got your Gregorian date, April 18th, 2024, okay? And you got Thursday, okay, 1:25 a.m. And this is Israel Standard Time, okay? Then you got Nissan 10, and this is the Pharisee date, okay? Remember, we're going through what happened, okay? With the Sadducees and the Sanhedrin, okay, that history. So this is what he puts the Pharisee dates, because this is truth, okay? The Hallel 2 calendar, okay? So this would have been, when this was recorded, this would have been Nissan 10, 5784. Now you see, I'm pointing this out because you see the difference. And just like we were reading the lunar calendar, it falls behind. Well, you see this. And there's other reasons that they said that they're behind like 200 years, 218 years. Okay. But I'm not going to get into that now. But that's the difference there. Okay. There's the difference right there and right there. All right. So let's go ahead and get into this. Okay. Let's get into this and then we'll go ahead and commence. All right. So we'll go to the Enoch calendar. Okay. So this is the disc. Okay. This is the disc. All right, so as he was explaining, that's the disc, okay? And so here is a picture of it, and we're going to go ahead and go through this. This is the Enoch timeline prophecy, okay? So in chapters 91 to 93 of the ancient book of Enoch, Enoch recorded a vision where he sees major events throughout all human history. Enoch uses the earliest form of the Zadok calendar shown above. The Enoch calendar used three concentric circles, starting with the section just to the right of the top center line and moves clockwise. Click on the one of the buttons above the study to study a particular week 700-year period. And so I'm not going to go ahead and go do that, but if you want, every time you click on one, he's going to give you actual things that happened, okay? So Enoch was born on the seventh day in the first week while justice and righteousness still endured. Enoch 93:3. Okay, so it tells us when Enoch was born, you know, these calendars, because you can now understand these calendars from creation. He was the seventh from Adam, okay? And so, yes, he is mentioned in Genesis chapter 5. Enoch was born in the year 622. AM is Anu Mundi, that's creation, from creation, the beginning of the world, in Latin, okay, in Latin, 622 years after creation. You can see it in the first week, the first 700 years, in the seventh day of the week, 600 through 69 AM, and in the first jubilee of that century, 600-650 AM. Okay, so let me go back now. And I'm going to tell you this is the Enoch calendar. So every one of these right here, as you see right here, this is 700 years. Okay. This is a total. Okay. If you get 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you're going to get 7,000. Okay. It includes the millennial kingdom. It includes the millennial kingdom. All right. And so, we are about right here, Okay, we're at the end of the 6,000th millennial. Okay, and then we enter into the new heaven, new earth after this. Okay, so this is periods of 700 apiece. Okay, 700 apiece. All right. So as I'm going down, we're going to be checking this out. All right. So they are called weeks. So when you reread when Enoch was born in that week, this is what it was talking about. Week 10 and so on and so on. Week 1, week 2, this is creation. This single line right here, this is the beginning of creation. And we work down. Okay. So all this has lapsed already and we're all the way up here. Okay. And it's going around by itself. Okay. He has it set up like this to explain it. So if you want to study this, it's very good. This is where I've been learning a lot. So we're in the seven, according to the Enoch, it goes by 700s. Okay. And then we're going to be going over the Zadok disc that was found in Qumran caves along with the Enoch disc. Okay. Okay. So it gives you all the graphs from the beginning. The above graphic shows the inner circle of weeks of centuries. Time starts with creation at the very top center of the wheel and flows clockwise back to the top, ending with the creation of the new heavens and the new earth at the year 7000 Anu Mundi. Each section is a 700-year period of time. Okay, so right here he has all your week one, the AD, the BC, as we went into AD. So you could check that out, okay? I'll give you the link to this website. All right. They have done a lot of work. I'm talking a lot of work, okay, in this. Now, so we got centuries here. So the second line, these are centuries. As you see it clicking, okay, see that? These are centuries. They're 100 years apiece, okay? So they consist of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 centuries. Okay, so that is 700 years in a week, and we have 7 centuries, okay, per section. Okay, so there you count it. Century 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. Okay. All right, so the above graphic shows the middle circle of centuries. Each section is a century or a 100-year period of time. There is a total of 70 centuries from creation to the new creation. And we can count that's from beginning to end. Remember I was telling you this. It's so perfect. It's so tightly knit. Okay? There's order, not chaos. Our Creator does not bring chaos. He brings order. He's very orderly. Okay? Okay, so we're going to go to the outer ring, okay, the third ring, as he was mentioning, right? The outermost wheel is the Jubilee count. Remember, 50 years apiece. Each section is one Jubilee. It starts with the Jubilee. We end with the Jubilee, or a 50-year period of time. There are two Jubilees per century and a total of 140 Jubilees from creation to the new creation, not till he returns. To the after the 1,000 years ends, okay? All right. So there you have it there, the outer circle. These are Jubilees, 50 years apiece, okay? So where are we at? This section right here, we're not there yet. We're about right here. We're going to enter the last Jubilee right here. 5949. Imagine that. That little piece right there. It's 50 years, okay? And then he returns. That's how close we are on the dial. Okay. We're in the last century. 100 years. Well, we're 50 years through that half century. We're 50 years into the century. Okay. And we're at the end of the 700 years. Okay. This is the Enoch. And then we're going to be showing the Zadok right now. Okay. All right. So that's the end of that. And so I hope you caught that. Now I'm going to be going to the next slide. We'll go back and then we're going to go ahead and bring you. All right, let me go back another one. Okay. All right, so now we're going to go through the Ona studies, okay? So the Ona studies, just like it's very similar to the Enoch disc, is the Zadokite disc, okay, the sundial, okay? Remember that round shape he was talking about? That's right up at the top, okay? This is even more easier to go by. This is even more easier, okay? So those markings that you saw were these markings right here, okay? This is just really tightly put together, really neat, okay? But just imagine you had an actual sundial. You can make these markings, okay? It's a circle, and you can go by it. Remember, the pole, the stick goes in the middle, and you can get those counts, okay? And so there you have it there. All right, so we're going to, instead of these, the first circle, okay, this first circle goes by 500 years, okay, 500 years, the Zadok, okay, the Zadok sundial disc, every 500 years. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So this is, once again, it's going into the millennial kingdom, okay, the 1,000 years. So where would we be at? Okay, the last 5 and 5 is 1,000, so we're right here. Okay, this right here would be the last, what, the 7,000th year, the sabbatical Sabbath day of rest. Okay, 1,000-year millennial reign. Okay, remember, it just starts over. Okay, another Ona. These are called Onas. Onas, okay? All right, so we're going to go down here. It gives an explanation here. And once again, these Onas, every time you click on one of these, now I'll go ahead and click on one for right now. And it gives you the layout of the Jubilees, the Onas, okay? And then gives you the history, what happened on those days. In other words, right here, we have Seth was born, okay, from Noah, right? Seth born 130 a.m. 3796 BC. So there's dates here. See, Enos was born. Okay, it's pretty, really cool. Enos becomes king, Canaan born, and he's I guess they're working on it. They're filling more and more having to do with the biblical history. Mahalalel was born, Jared was born, and so on. Okay. And even has the birth of our Lord, okay, once we get down to that. So we can go through each Ona, and he gives you the history on it, okay, in that section of time, okay. So let me go back. All right, so there's the introduction to the Onas of time. Okay, we did the first one, the 500 each. And so once again, this is the introduction to the Onas of time. The Dead Sea Scroll calendar, also called the Zadok calendar, maps out time from the creation in Genesis to the creation of a new heavens and a new earth in Revelation. The scrolls teach that between these two events spans 7,000 years. Details are given below on how this calendar works. Above are 14 buttons, which will take you to a page where you can study the history of each of the 500-year Onas, okay? All this information was found in the Qumran caves according to the calendars. As we went in the video before this, video 5, okay, the sundials, and the information found in those scrolls, okay, how they calculated the feast days precisely by sundials, okay? And this is what they were used for, mainly. This is what the feast days, they're very important, the Sabbath days. The priestly order. Remember, we're talking about the Zadok priest, the Levitical priesthood. Okay? They kept the order. Now, this is why I'm saying in Ezekiel chapter 44, I believe that the Lord was talking about these ones that when Israel went astray and was corrupted, these are the ones that kept it in order. Okay? From the temple in the Maccabean times. Okay? As it went out into the wilderness. Okay? All right. So, age, okay, so we got age 1, age 2, the Onas. It gives you the layout here, okay, so it goes on around in circles. They give you the ages, okay, that's that first inner ring. The above graphic shows how the four ages are divided into 14 14 Onas. Elijah's school of the prophets taught that the time of man, which started at Genesis in creation and ends with the revelation in creation of a new heavens, new earth, would last 7,000 years. And that is true. That is very true. Age of creation, the first four Onas make up the first 2,000 year. Okay. Age of Torah. Okay. So we go ahead. You could go through this on age of grace. Okay. Which we're in right now, an age of grace. We're waiting for that last seven years, okay? The last Jubilee, age of grace, ever since then, okay? So there you have it there. The Zadok priest taught that the seven-day week is the basis of the Zadok calendar. And that is true. The sabbatical cycles of 7 days ever since creation. Remember, starting on the fourth day of the week, all right? The ritual performed on the Sabbath teaches that mankind has 6 days to work and 1 day of a Sabbath rest. This equates to 6,000 years of human history and a 1,000-year Sabbath rest called the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. I believe the Apostle Peter was referring to this when he quoted Psalm 90, verse 4. We went through that, remember? That 1 day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as 1 day. 2 Peter 3:8. Okay. All right. So it was quoted from Psalm 94. Peter quoted Psalm 94. Psalm 90, verse 4. Okay. All right. So we go down, and now we're checking out the Onas, right? Once again, it says the above graphic shows the 14 Onas spanning the 7,000 years of human history. Each Ona is a 500 period of time. The calendar starts with the Ona just to the right of the center line at the top of the circles. It then proceeds clockwise. We are currently approaching the end of the 12th Ona, which should be marked with the second coming of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Okay. All right, the Jubilee year. Now, the second ring is the Jubilees. Okay, the Jubilees, year 50s. Okay, by 50s. The outermost ring, is the Jubilee, the Shemitah year counter. From start to finish is 150-year Jubilee cycle. Okay, so the outer ring, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 Jubilees. Okay. 50-year per. The 50th year is a Jubilee year. These are 2 Jubilees in a century. The graphic above shows the Jubilee year marked in blue at the top of the circle. So we go back here. That's the mark of a Jubilee ending cycle. So remember I told you we start at a Jubilee right here, the beginning of time. This is the beginning right here. Day 1, the first Jubilee all the way around. And we end with the Jubilee. And then, actually, in the last 1,000 years, we begin with the Jubilee. So this right here is the ending of the 6,000th millennial. That is the last Jubilee. This is where we're at right here. And it's going to show a picture of this, where we're at. Okay? All right. So there you have it there. We're about right here. In the last Jubilee, we're going to enter the last Jubilee. So we're right here, right? A year shy of this. And then we start the new Jubilee, enter into the millennial kingdom with the Lord. Okay. All right. Pretty neat. I mean, really neat. It's really, really neat. And so it's just amazing. I mean, I really like this because it talks about our Lord's return. Everybody's anticipating his return. Amen. Of course we are. All believers. Okay. And so we go down. Okay, so yes, the outermost ring is the Jubilee, a Shemitah year counter. Okay, so we're going to go back. We're going to go down. All right, so we got the Shemitah cycle. Remember, I was telling you it was a seven year period of time. We started from day 1. We could count a Shemitah, which is the first 7 years. From day 4 of creation, we showed you Genesis 1:14 through 19. Day 4 is when our calendar started, day 1, okay? Day 4 started day 1. we count 7 years, I mean 7 days from that day, and then we'll get our first Shemitah cycle, which is a sabbatical cycle of 7 years, and the last year is called the Shemitah year. The Hebrew word is usually pronounced Shemitah and spelled various ways in English, including Shemitah, and Shemitah. A Shemitah is a 7 year period of time. Just as the Gregorian calendar has 10 decades that fit evenly into one century, the ancient calendar has 7 Shemitahs that make up a 49 years, okay, that make up 49 years to which one Jubilee year was added. This creates a 50-year Jubilee cycle, okay? Fits perfect. Perfect. You could divide it by 7 and divide it by 50. This is why we can count from that day of creation, the fourth day. This is why it's possible, it's plausible, this calendar. It's possible to count down 50 years, just all the way down. Remember, no interruption from day one to this ending of the 6,000th millennial day is perfect. It divides perfect. Every year divides perfect. Okay, 52 Sabbaths per year. It fits perfect order. Okay. And it's biblical. The Jubilee, the last Jubilee and everything, it's biblical. It's biblical. It's all biblical. That's what matters the most. Is it biblical? Yes, it is biblical. This is why I say Yah Elohim's calendar, his creation calendar. This is it. It's biblical. Okay. And it could be counted. This is why he meant it to be. Okay. He made it simple. Not too hard. If I can understand it, I can understand it. So can anyone. I mean, this is, I'm not a smart person at all. I just did a little bit of studying into this. And these discs were actually found with this information, okay? All right, so the Jubilee cycle starts with years 1 through 7 at the first Shemitah. It is then followed by years 1 through 7 of the second Shemitah. This continues throughout the years 1 through 7 of the seventh Shemitah. Then the last year of a Jubilee cycle is a single Jubilee year. Okay. So there you have it again there. That's the Shemitah cycles. Okay. There it is. All right. So it gives you dates here. Okay. So dates right here, you see these right here. This is year 1, Shemitah 1, okay, Jubilee 1, okay, and day 1, okay. Day 1, Jubilee 1, this was the beginning of time, in other words, right? The creation, spring equinox, it starts. And this coincides with Exodus chapter 12, spring. This is why he says this is your first month. Okay, he was reminding them. It didn't start then. It's been since creation. Okay, he was just reminding them, this is your first month. In other words, they came out of Egypt. This is the way I see it. They came out of Egypt and they were in Egypt for so long, they lost track of their calendar. And Egypt was, of course, worshiping false gods and they had their own calendar. And so this is just the way I see it. And then he reminds them, this is your spring equinox. This is your beginning of month. This is the month of Abib. This is your first month. This is your first day. This is when you go. Now I'm reminding you, okay? And now go forth, okay? He just continued from creation, okay? Just amazing. So he has Nisan 1, Abib 1, Nisan 1, creation, spring equinox. And remember, the equinox is there because the Lord, it's in the heavens. There's actually evidence it happens. Okay. And so we have 3929 BC, back 3000 BC. And so Anu Mundi, when the world started its creation in Latino, Anu Mundi, okay. Beginning of the world, okay. And so there you have it once again, day 1, Jubilee 1, okay? And so this is I see it because when he starts his millennial kingdom on earth, it's going to be the same thing. It's going to just reset to back to one, the first of a millennial. Okay. Brand new. Okay. Or excuse me, that might be right if we think about it. Okay. Well, let's just keep it there. All right. So it has the flood here and there's the dates to it. I'm not going to go through all of this. But we got ER, okay, which is Ziv, which I'm going to be bringing you that scripture, okay? A Ziv, okay? I got to do it because I've been telling you where that's found in the Bible, okay? All right, so ER 17, and there we have it there. So you can go Abraham born, you could go through, it's just excellent. For all you calendar nerds there that want to go through when these biblical events happened. These biblical events happen. The Exodus. Look at this. All right. Solomon's temple dedicated. Solomon's temple destroyed. Okay. Messiah died. Israel's second birth. Israel takes Temple Mount. Year 6000. First kingdom year. Okay. It's all the way from beginning to the first millennial kingdom year. Okay. Oh, just amazing. Amazing. So you can see it says 6001. Okay. 6001. I'm sorry, not millennial kingdom, first kingdom year. Okay. All right. These key dates are the basis for the history charts. The Dead Sea Scrolls state creation was at the spring equinox. Okay. Genesis 7:11 states the flood was 1,656 years, 1 month, and 17 days that after creation. Genesis 10 gets us to the birth of Abraham. Galatians 3:16 through 17 states the Exodus from Egypt was 430 years after the covenant of Abraham. 1 Kings 6:1 and 38 takes us from the Exodus to the dedication of Solomon's temple. Other Jewish history texts like the Seder Olam state there were 403 years from its dedication to its destruction. This means Solomon's temple was destroyed in 33-38. It is commonly dated to be 587 BC. Okay, Dead Sea Scrolls 11Q 13. Okay, Cave 13, Cave 11, I believe. Okay, Qumran 13. States Messiah died exactly at one Shemitah after the end of the ninth Jubilee of their age, the eighth Onah. This would have been AD 32. All of this places the date of creation about 3,925 BC, give or take 1 year. Now, I did a calculation on this. I'm not going to do it for you now, but I took 3,925 and I said plus 2,024. And guess what it gives me? It gives me nearly 6,000. It gives me 5949. 5949. Okay. And I said, I'm going to add 39 because that's BC, right? I'm going to add 2024 on there. See what I get. 5949. All right. I'll let you think about that. In the above charts, the left column is the Jubilee date, which should be read as the XX year of the XX Shemitah. We went through that of the XX Jubilee, these right here. The middle column is BC AD date from the birth of Christ. The next column is month, and day. And finally, the rightmost column is the event. All right. And so that is the disc. Okay. I've been meaning to go through that with you. And so let me go ahead and really quick get to, and there's more. I might be bringing you more as far as how they counted each month and the Passover dates, okay? But that will probably be for next day. I want to take you somewhere right now, and then we'll go in and commence, okay? Check out this system, okay? So in other words, there's a part of the disc that they actually marked it to where they can count the actual dates, the month. Okay, on the month. Okay, so and then so they would know where the feast days are, what day, the 14th day. Okay, Nisan 14, 15, unleavened bread, and so on. and then First Fruits. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get there. Let me go ahead. And now this will be the last of this video, okay, until maybe I'll bring you another video, okay? Probably will do an eighth video, whatever the Lord puts in my heart to bring you. But I do have some ideas of what to bring you on the next video. Concerning more of the, I'm going to be bringing you, when I think about it, I wanted to show you the Greek calendar. I want to show you the Islamic calendar, not to be biased. I got that information from Asherit, from her video. And so I want to bring you the Gregorian calendar and other subject matters that are very important to know. I'll be doing that through the next videos, okay? The next eight video, and that will be the last video, okay? So this is the seventh. I had to put the eight because the eighth is the new heavens, new earth, okay? In Revelation chapter 20, after the 1,000 years have ended, okay? A purified bride, okay? And so let me go ahead and start this. And then, we'll finish this and then we'll finish the video, okay? Okay, so this is, remember I told you, I explained to you in the last video. If you didn't see the last video, please, you got to go there because I'm not going to re-explain myself what a tekufa is, okay? Go to the last video. If you missed it, go to the last video and check it out. I give you the explanation what the tekufa is. Just briefly, it is the dalit, okay? It is the day that introduces the next season, okay? So remember, we just went through that. Just now, we said that the first equinox, the spring equinox, was in the first day of the of our calendar as it began. Okay, so this year actually was the perfect year. In other words, the actual equinox happened on a Tuesday perfectly. That entered into the door, the tekufa, the dalit, okay, into the first day of spring. Okay, so every fall and spring feast. Okay, I'm sorry, feast. Spring equinox and fall equinox and summer solstice and winter solstice has a tekufa, has a door that day that enters. Remember the four intercalary days. Okay, that's the dalit. That's the tekufa. Every 90, 91. Remember 30, 30, 31. And then that one is the intercalary days that introduces the next season, where we have our Moedim, the spring and the fall. And then we have our summer and winter solstices. As we went through the device, okay, that they used to mark the solstice, the summer solstice and the fall solstice, as we went through the dial, okay. And so, remember back in last video, okay, I brought you this picture, okay, and I told you about... This is, I Googled it. In other words, it's not necessarily Google, but I put it in my search engine and checked this out. And we got from 2020, actually from 2020, our spring equinoxes. And I pointed this out for a reason. March 20th, March 20th, March 20th, March 20th, March 19th, March 20th. Now, those devices I showed you, including the sundial disc, will give us those without any electricity, and we can understand exactly when the spring equinoxes is so that we'll get ready for Passover, unleavened bread, and first fruits, and know when our Sabbaths are, okay? And so there you have it there. Now, look at the dates, okay? March 20th, March 20th, okay? March 19th, March 20th. And so this goes all the way to 2026, okay? 2026. So we're right here, okay? 2024, the solstice, the spring equinox, okay, March 19th at 2051 in 2024. Now that just passed, okay, a month ago, nearly a month ago, okay? And so we go back over here, right? And now we commence. Okay, so here we go, March 20th. 2024, the 19th was the spring equinox, and this is perfect. This is like a perfect week. Why do I say that? Because time on day four of creation started on Wednesday, the fourth day of the week. Okay? And it started the first equinox. All right? We'll get more into that. If you're not fully understanding, study, I guess, just a little and ask the Lord to show you this. It's just amazing. So this actually happened in the sky, in the heavens, as the earth is tilted 23.5%, I believe, when that spring solstice starts, okay? And the first day of creation right here, which marks off our Passover right here, okay? So this is the calendar that I am on, okay? And I enjoyed my Passover, my unleavened bread, and my first fruits. I'm enjoying the first fruits still. I'm counting the Omer, okay? I'm already counting the Omer to Shavuot. Okay, so remember we went over the graph. We went over that one slide. I don't have it for you now. You would have to look in the last video. But I told you there's 52 Sabbaths per year. And I showed you that one slide that had, let me see if I could pull it up. No, I'm just going to go ahead. But I'm sure you watched the last video. And if not, check it out, okay? So it has the exact dates, okay? And I showed you Asherit's calendar. I showed you Asherit's calendar. How the exact dates of every Sabbath are repeating throughout the year. Every month they repeat the same dates of the Sabbath. Remember, the Lord is very accurate. He starts with a sabbatical cycle of 7 days, okay, every Sabbath. And then he ends with the last 7 days of the last 7 years. Okay, just perfect. It divides just perfect. Okay, so now that being said, we look at this. 4, 11, 18, 25, 30 days. Okay, so we go 2, 9, 16, 23, 30. These are the Sabbaths. 7, 14, 21, 28, and so on. Okay, they're all aligned just perfect. It doesn't skip a Sabbath. It doesn't skip a Sabbath. It doesn't interfere with the Sabbath, just like he warned us not to interrupt his Sabbaths. So now we understand that there is importance not to interrupt his Sabbaths. Now you're maybe understanding why I'm bringing you this, because there has been an interruption in his calendar. And we went over that history in last video with the Hallel 2, okay? And through the book of Jubilees, the verses in Jubilees, and the verses in Enoch, where he warns us that that would happen. The moon would actually make it fall behind, and we'll lose track of the feast days and the Sabbath days. This is why I truly believe we have an extra month added now, and they're trying to catch up somehow or another. They're trying to keep up. They're trying to keep up, okay? And so, okay, so I'm going to show you now, and it's pretty neat. Now, these are considered leap days, okay? So we're going to get more intensely into this subject, but I'm just going to go over it briefly with you because it's really neat what you can do with this website. You could actually go to future years, okay? You just punch it into the box, and it'll take you to the next year. Okay, future. Okay, and so I set this up for you, and so we'll end it with this, and then we'll bring you the next video next week. Okay, video number 8. All right, and so where we'll be talking more about leap years and why we need to do them. Okay, why we need to adjust it, the leap years, and it has to do with the equinoxes. Okay, especially the Gregorian calendar. Okay. So we'll be getting into that when it gets time. But this is actually how we set it back. So if those want to learn how to set it back, and if Israel wants to learn how it can easily set it back to keep accurate to God's creation calendar, then this is how you would do it. Every 5 to 6 years. This one being 6 years. Goes back 7 days. No more than 7 days, because seven is what? A Sabbath week. So it cannot go further. Watch this date right here. March 20th. Now, right, this year is perfect. This is where it should be, right? So we're going to watch this. Now, Abib Nissan doesn't change. God's month, it doesn't change. It never changes. It never can change because this was the first day of creation. This was the first day of the fourth day of creation when the sun, the moon, the stars, and the years, okay? Genesis chapter 1, 14 through 19, okay? This is the first day of the first month of the first year of the first Jubilee, okay? So that's why it cannot change. It's impossible. God set it in motion. He set it in motion. This is why it's a set calendar, okay? It's His set calendar. That's how perfect it is. His set calendar, okay? And I'm very adamant about it. It excites me. It's really cool, okay? And so, nothing to argue about. Once again, just like my brother Jerry Morris, rest in peace. I believe he did pass away. So nothing to argue about and nothing just to come together, okay, in love, in unity. All right? And so, check it out. Watch the date, March 20th. Okay, we went over those dates on the Gregorian on the website, March 20th, 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 19th, when the spring equinox starts, and also the fall equinox. It's the same thing, okay? But what right now we're just going through the spring, okay? And so, here's the next one, 2024. This will be next year. 2025. Okay, the beginning of Abib Nissan, okay? Now we got March 19th. So it shifted over one day. These are leap days. It's leaping one day, okay? That's fine. As long as it's still in the week, as long as Abib 1 stays 1, it stays 1, it stays right there. So now we can't interrupt the Sabbath, the weekly Sabbath. We can't interrupt it. We can't go past this Sabbath here, okay? So watch this. Watch the 20. It's here. Okay. 2026. Okay. Abib Nissan. Look where it's at now. It's on Friday, March 20th. Okay. It's a leap day. Okay. So the following year, Abib stays 1 on Wednesday on the fourth day. It has to. Then we got 2027, and look where it's at. It's on Sabbath. So we cannot let it go back there. Remember, we got 7 days of creation. 7 days from day one, there's 7 days on calendar. So on the first day of the week, which has always been Sunday, would be right about here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right? So we can't interrupt that. Okay, for all you Sabbath keepers. So right here, March 20th, okay, now we're going to go 2028. Where did it go? Where did it go? Now we're March 25th. Well, we just set it back. We set it back 7 days. Now count the days, count the years, okay? So let's go back and count the years. We'll go back to 2008 right now. 2024 to 2025, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. It's not at 5 or 6 years yet, okay? But we set it back 7 days because we can't go past that Sabbath. So now March 20th is on the first day of the week. And it's gonna step up. It's going to move 1 day as usual. It's moving 1 day, one leap day. Okay. But net, it's going to get to Wednesday again. Watch this. That's 2028, year 4. This is year 5. Okay. Every 5 to 6 years. Okay. That was this was the year before. We set it back 7 days. All right. So now look where we have March 21. So where's March 20th now? It's right here. It's on a Tuesday, but it cannot stay there. It's going to leap 1 day again. All right. So now we have the year of 2030. Lo and behold, It's perfectly set right back where it started. Okay, every five to six years. And that's called a leap week. A leap week. You put it back 7 days, not 30 days every 3 years. That's what throws it off. The lunar cycle throws it off. And they've got to make all sorts of calculations. This is nothing but 7 days every 5 to 6 years. And it keeps the sabbatical cycles of seven perfect. The jubilees perfect. It's just amazing, okay? Just amazing. And so, that's what I have for you. This is what I have for you. And for this week, I'm going to be working. Thank you for following along. This is the shortest video yet. But thank you for following along, okay? And be ready. Be looking forward to video number 8, okay? My name is David, your humble host. I love all of you very much. I hope this helps. And remember, let us not complain. Let us not bite and devour each other. I mean, Jerry Morris, I never met him in person, but he was a very humble man. As you're going to see his videos, he was just doing his best. He was a Berean. Asherit, the same thing. And all those who follow this calendar and are seeking the truth, we just want to help each other. Like he said, we all have pieces of the puzzle. Okay? And we love each other. We help to share each other's God's truth. And we're just trying to reach the truth of the Lord and to honor his calendar days. And yes, is it very important? Yes, it is. For they are his spoken feast days. They are his spoken calendar. They are his spoken commanded holy days to keep. Okay? His sabbatical cycles. And it will be his holy priesthood, Levitical priesthood, Zadok priests in the millennial kingdom, in order, as we brought you 1 Chronicles, the same service order. He's going to bring them back. It's amazing what the Word of God tells us in his scriptures. Okay, and so until the next time, I bid you farewell. Until the next time, sometimes I don't know how to end these videos. And so I guess I'll end it with a song, right? I always end it with a song. And so I hope you enjoy those little bits of songs that I play in the beginning and the end. And so from my heart to yours, we'll be bringing you more of interesting subjects. Like I said, from Asherit and this brother Ken. And so I'll say goodbye from now. Goodbye for now, but never forever.
I will go before you and level the mountains. I will go before you, level the mountains. I will smash down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. I will smash down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. I will go before you and level the mountains. I will go before you and level the mountains. Thank you. smashed down.